I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, as we wrap up a very fun hour on love songs. That song, by the way, is Karen Prager, our producer's favorite song or love song with her song with her husband. So You've Got a Friend. And Cheryl, lots of people calling in pledges, apparently leaving their favorite love songs with our volunteers in Pledge Central. For Amy, Always and Forever by Heatwave, a request from Jay for Dawn, You're Like Home to Me by Linda Ronsted, and the list goes on. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who called in pledges during our last hour on love songs on this Valentine's Day. About half of the goal reached, so thank you very, very much. But now a new hour and a new goal, Cheryl, and what about it?
We need to raise by 7 o'clock this morning, or rather 8 o'clock this morning, $6,000. $6,000 in this hour for all that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the decision to become a member. Make a decision about how much you value public radio and how much you want to contribute. And then go to your phone and pick up and call 800-383-9772, or you can go over your computer and pledge online. It's safe and secure at WPR.org. And we have a special thank you gift for this hour only. Andrew, you want to tell listeners about that?
Yeah, we are going to be talking with David Juan, who is, you might remember him as co-author of the book Affluenza, the book that talked about this ailment that many of us have, this disease of overconsumption. Well, a new book out called Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle, which offers a cure for affluenza. And it is our thank you gift to you this hour for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge whatever amount is comfortable for you, knowing that your pledge will be put to good use, paying for the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the pledge $100 or more if you would like this special thank you gift only this hour, the book, Simple Prosperity.
But pledge at any level. Any amount makes you a member. Pledge at whatever level is comfortable for you. Maybe it is the $100 level. Maybe it's $100 a year. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever is comfortable for you, whatever fits into your budget. And in this book, David Juan talks about time, how to save it, how to savor it. And I think Wisconsin Public Radio fits right in. The Ideas Network and Joy Show in particular helps to keep you informed and up to date on news and current events. You listen and you learn something new every day. What is that worth to you? 800-383-9772. We've already heard from one new member this hour. Thank you so much for your call, your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. How about you? WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Yeah, that $120 pledge not only will entitle that particular pledger to the book, Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle, but it also will entitle that pledger to the listener benefit card, the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card, which that a listener can use at more than 238 restaurants around the state and at just about 50 cultural attractions and more than 50 bed and breakfasts for two-for-one benefits at all of those places just for that pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You know, it's Valentine's Day, Joy, and a lot of people love chocolate, a lot of people love flowers, but, you know, those things, you know, you eat them or the flowers fade and wilt and then they're gone. How about a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio for your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? That is a gift that will last year long. And if your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, maybe your parents for Valentine's Day, a way of saying thank you to them, if they are listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio because they enjoy all of the great programming, wouldn't a pledge in their name, in their honor, on this Valentine's Day be a great way to show the love both to them and to Wisconsin Public Radio? 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Either way you make the pledge, it takes 2 or 3 minutes. We want to know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you would like to pay for that. And we keep all of your information completely private. We don't share it. We don't trade it. So please make that call now. Make the decision. 800-383-9772.
You know, we've talked about this topic of simplicity and frugalness and sustainability many times before on this program. In fact, we've talked about the condition of affluenza, this disorder of overconsumption and what it does to our lives and what it does to the world. Now we will hear more this hour about solutions to affluenza. We'll hear about how we can get back the good life by investing in what really matters: the wealth of time, our health, meaningful work, social connections. You know, Cheryl, I think that Wisconsin Public Radio does a lot, and when it comes to all of these things, and listeners might consider investing in what really matters if Wisconsin Public Radio really matters to them.
1-800-383-9772 is the number to call, because Wisconsin Public Radio really matters to you, because you value what you hear on the air every day, because your life wouldn't be the same without Joy's show, without the Ideas Network, and all that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the decision to become a member at any level. Make that pledge, but for a pledge of $100 a year or more, we'll be very happy to send you, if you like it, our guest's book, Simple Prosperity. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Let me thank Mary and Roger in Milwaukee, who called in a pledge. We listen all the time in the car. Really glad you're there. Great programs. Keep up the great work.
Thank you
so much, Roger and Mary, for calling in your pledge. We would not be the service we are without you, without pledges from listeners like Mary and Roger. And you, how much would you like to contribute to continue to bring programs like this and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio your way? Can you swing $10 a month? You can do it monthly. It's an ongoing gift then to Wisconsin Public Radio. And as we talk about sustainability, that makes you a sustaining partner in Wisconsin Public Radio, because you can pay monthly your pledge through your credit card, your debit card, your electronic funds transfer through your checking account. And your gift keeps on giving that way. Consider $10 a month or $20 a month or $100 a month. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And remember, for that pledge of $100 or more, the book,
Simple Prosperity by David Wan. I know you're going to listen to this hour and enjoy it, and you'll want to know more. And this book will be a great reference guide, a great gift for Valentine's Day. You know, pass it on to someone that you care about to learn about making social connections, making your time more valuable, savoring the time that you have, meaningful work, enjoying your neighbors. It's really a way of thinking about your life in a different way, and I think that's what we do here on the Ideas Network day after day, hour after hour. We are about $500 towards that goal of $6,000 this hour. So thank you so much for those contributions, those pledges of support. How about you? 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you later, and I won't make you go find more love songs. We had a fun hour last hour, and that's it for now for love songs. Talking about Simple Prosperity coming up in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Valentine's Day, Thursday, February the 14th. Very happy to welcome in now our guest this hour. He is David Wan, author of Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. He is the author of 9 books previously, which included the best-selling Affluenza, The All-Consuming Epidemic. That's a book that he co-authored. He has taught environmental sciences at Denver University and Colorado University, and he worked for more than a decade as a policy analyst for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and helped design and build the Co-Housing Village in Colorado. This is where he now lives. His latest book is Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Joy, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, Simple Prosperity offers a cure for affluenza. Is that about right?
That's right. In thinking for the last maybe 20 or even 30 years about how overconsumption can't continue, I was very excited about putting out Affluenza with John DeGraff. And then after that, I began to think, well, what is it that we can really do to make sure that we begin to cut back on consumption at the cultural scale and the individual scale? And so Simple Prosperity is a well-researched book that indicates that by making these connections that I heard you talking about and contact with nature and using better information, fewer things but better, we're talking about quality, we can begin to cut back on our individual consumption such that at the cultural level, we produce twice the satisfaction for half the resources.
Wonderful.
That's an overall goal, and that's what the Europeans already consume.
I want to talk more about how we can do this cutting back, but set the stage for us a little bit in terms of this overconsumption and how destructive it is.
Well, we're seeing the convergence of many different variables. Certainly, the global warming is getting a lot of press these days, and it is the most dire situation that we've faced as a species, possibly. That and the idea that every year we're eradicating more than 1,000 species, we're running out of places to borrow. We can't find the money to continue this consumer, spree that we've been on. Much of which, is about waste. There's so much dysfunction and waste and wasted time and so forth in the way we currently live our lives. Why don't we just change the game?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean there's so much wasted time now in the way we live our lives?
Well, just for example, the typical American will spend 6 months of his life sitting at red lights, 8 months opening junk mail, 2 years trying to find misplaced items, and in my case, more like 3 years,
yeah.
4 years cleaning house, and 5 years waiting in line. That's, over a lifetime, and you begin to wonder if at the end of your lifetime, your whole life flashes before you. Is it going to hold our interest?
Yeah,
here we are sitting in line. Here we are commuting. It's become the kind of situation that's so dysfunctional that it's time for us to cut to meeting our needs more directly, and don't worry about trying to appear to the world as if everything were successful. I think that's the one thing that really needs to change. We need to change our definition of success.
Yeah, we're spending that time in our cars and opening that junk mail and such because we're chasing the junk.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're trying to catch up with a system that overproduces.
Yeah.
That seems to be where the problem started. The Industrial Revolution was so successful in its own way that it necessitates that we bend our lives out of shape, bend what we are as humans out of shape in order to keep consuming. And some of that is instinctually based. Some of it is based on the idea that we'd better store up, for example, fats and sugars, because we may head into a time when we may not have enough of these things.
Yeah.
And with the culture broken the way it is, we're not getting feedback from our society that you don't have to store up fats and sugars right now, and that kind of thing. We're not getting the right information, and we're not following our instincts, either one.
We have a lot of suggestions for us to create a less frantic lifestyle, a more moderate, more enjoyable lifestyle. And one of them here deals with time and deals with with food. So I wanted to talk. Consider not don't microwave your next dinner, even though that might take 3 minutes to cook the dinner. It costs a whole lot more than that to microwave.
Well, that's right. The packaging is programmed, you know, for a shelf life of, let's say, 6 months, and then you'll microwave it, and then it'll sit for six decades or more, you know, probably more like as much as 600 years after it's thrown away in the landfill. It's not really recyclable much of the time, and so our sense of time is skewed by this idea that everything must be convenient and effortless. Whereas really many of the psychologists will tell us that that's not really what makes us happy, to be effortless and not doing much. We want to, you know, if the truth were known, we'd much rather be an expert cook than just take something out of the freezer and throw it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. But we're not giving ourselves the time to do that, literally. We're so busy commuting, we're so busy working overtime up to 60 hours a week. That we're watching 3.5 hours of television every day, and that's 2.3 billion people on the planet average that much TV every day. Yeah. So our civilization is at a crossroads. The way I look at it, we're at the end of an era. We're at the end of the Industrial Revolution, and we're at peak consumption right now. This is the most that the human species will ever consume per capita, and it's true some residents of the Earth haven't come up to our level, but that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Are you serious here that if we would lose weight individually or as a culture, we will save energy in this country?
Yeah, it's something that is sometimes a little embarrassing to bring up, but the fact is we're carrying so much extra weight that when we try to transport ourselves in cars or airplanes, we use the equivalent of, I think it's 1.7 million cars on the road. We burn that much gasoline and that much jet fuel. So right there, you know, I mean, what sort of a deprivation would it be to be healthier and not at risk for diabetes and heart disease, be able to move through the world, in a more comfortable way, et cetera? And I'm not casting any aspersions here. You know, I'm sometimes overweight myself. That's not the point. But the idea is it would be far more enjoyable not to have that extra weight and extra risk. And a lot of that has to do with convenience and consuming the foods that come from the center of the supermarket, the processed foods that are subsidized by the federal government, the soybeans and the wheat and the corn that they make corn syrup and junk food out of, let's face it, processed food that doesn't deliver the kind of nutrition that our bodies need.
Yeah. So we would be better off individually and as a culture if we would just increase the amount we walk every day.
That's right. A lot of people say 10,000 steps, which sounds like a lot, ends up being 5 miles during a given day. I propose that something that's really worked in my life is, you know, half an hour every day of walking. And it's just something that's at the top of my list, my to-do list. If I haven't gotten it in at the end of a day, I put on my coat and I go outside and make sure I do, because I'm not after a dutiful, kind of a thing where I'm saying, you know, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. It's more I just feel better the next day, you know, and I feel better by maintaining that. When I don't exercise some, I start feeling a little sick. And so it all fits into a puzzle where I don't really go to the doctor much, because I think preventively in terms of health. So I think I could save the listener $250,000, or, you know, between $250,000 and $500,000, if they lived a lifestyle that was more preventive and more thoughtful, more mindful, less stuff, but more real value.
Mark in McHenry, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joe, and your guest. And I, as a proud member of Wisconsin Public Radio myself, I really appreciate this sort of presentation. And I will say that I totally agree with your guest on everything he said. However, I do disagree on the characterization of civilization at a crossroads. I would say more so that civilization is at the edge of a cliff. And the fact of the matter is that, as he indicated, peak consumption is going on. We are at a point where we are consuming liquid fuels, petroleum, at a rate that is not sustainable and is probably peaking now. and we don't have the alternatives in place to maintain this civilization without a heavily intensive oil-based economy. We just don't, you know, solar, wind, all the other stuff are wonderful, but they're just not there at the scale we need. And so sustainability, I believe, in one form or another, is either going to be achieved creatively through solutions that we develop or will be imposed on us by external forces, and I don't think we're going to like how it happens.
Yeah. David Wan?
Yeah, I think that's true, Mark, and we'll either create a new lifestyle or it'll be created for us. That's why I much prefer the idea that we can begin to mindfully look at what alternatives there are to sort of move forward into a culture that is joyfully moderate, is the way I phrase it, that it's preferable to what we have now. And let's face it, we're not going to move away from that cliff with fear, you know, by just the force of fear. We're going to have to do it by saying, oh, you mean I can have this better life? Okay, well, then let's start legislating changes in work weeks, and let's start designing communities so that we are socially connected. Let's acquire more land that's contiguous so that more species can thrive. Let's begin to think, what direction are we going? Gandhi once said, speed is irrelevant if you're traveling in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And as I look at American society and global society in the industrial world, I see that it's very directionless. And so having these goals of having a more sustainable and more enjoyable life is extremely important at this time.
We are talking with David Wan, author of Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. And we will continue after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Thursday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. We are talking with the best-selling co-author of Affluenza. I'm sure many of you remember that, in which he described the disease or disorder of affluenza, overconsumption, and how it was hurting us individually and as a culture, as a society, how that constant pursuit of more, 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 producing lots of debt and anxiety and waste. Well, now he has a new book out, and it's called Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. And we are talking about how we can do just that, a cure for the overconsumption and the ills that overconsumption has for all of us. So we welcome your questions for David Wan at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. David Wan says that it's not just that we won't need the next generation of gadgets or clothes or stuff. We truly won't even want them. David Wan, really? We won't even want those things?
I think we're living an addictive lifestyle that once we break the cycle, we can see how much better the air smells and, you know, how much cleaner our lives can be and more enjoyable once we get off that treadmill of consumption and debt and you know, anxiety, like you said. So to me, it seems like there's a much better world waiting for us that's actually achievable. The track that we're on now, it won't work.
Yeah. Let's go next to Randy in Green Bay. Hello, Randy.
Yeah, good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Great topic and great guest, and I can't wait to get the book. Question and a comment. How much choice and selection do we need in any society? I mean, you go into one store, a supermarket, and they may have 20 feet of laundry detergent. You walk into a super Walmart, they have 45 feet of detergents, or it could be breakfast cereal or widgets or what have you. But with so many selections, companies must be competitive to survive. I would think that the competition forces companies to produce everything at a lower cost, often seeking cheap overseas labor. Yet CEOs of these companies continue to receive millions of dollars in compensation. What's the end result of this type of thinking? I mean, is greed and capitalism the end of our country?
I really think that, the term greedy is appropriate, that in many cases we're reaching beyond what we need. But I think we're more of a needy culture. When Mother Teresa came to the U.S. Years ago, she said America is the poorest country she's ever seen. because our priorities are set on just the quantity of life rather than the quality of life. So when you talk about those supermarket products, we're looking at the price and not the value that they'll deliver. For example, for the last 30 years, I have eaten food out of my own garden, and as well as ideally locally produced food that is of higher quality. And that's not just that they're not spraying this organic food. It's also that the minerals and vitamins in organic food delivers higher value. So it delivers more health. So that's one example of how, if we begin to look at where the product came from and how it was produced, we actually need less stuff. We just need it to be higher value. I really think in terms of the strategy of a backpacker, for example. You don't want a lot of junk in that backpack. You want the best stuff you can get, and you want to be able to experience life. The stuff is just enabling us to experience life, and so we only want good stuff in our life.
Yeah. You know, we talked a little bit about some suggestions for curing this affluenza in terms of trying to get back more of our time and get back more of our health. You also talk about meaningful work and social connections. Talk some more about that, on how we might go about investing in meaningful work and social connections.
Okay. And again, I'm sort of looking at it from a needs-based economy. Mm-hmm. We're not meeting our need for social connections. People tend to dismiss that as, okay, well, that's just fluffiness. You know, we're meeting that need. Now let's go on and consume more. But the fact is, a National Science Foundation study this year discovered that 1/4 of all Americans have no one they can confide in, zero, or celebrate with. Mm-hmm. As for the rest of the population, we've gone from 3 confidants down to 2, and we're a lonely nation right now. And we really need to create situations, create community in our churches, at our workplace, in our neighborhoods, where we can begin to feel that wealth, that real wealth that's waiting for us, but we're not. Finding the time, we're living such a private and exclusive life in our homes, and consuming. Some federal agencies actually call our houses consumer units. You know, and to me that's unacceptable. I'm not a consumer to that extent.
Yeah.
So making the social connections, finding work that really resonates with us. Whether it's there was a story in the book about a grocery worker who delivered food to elderly people, and he would not only deliver food, but he would bring their mail to them, and he would do little errands around the house. And his life was about service. Recently, Dennis Kucinich said that status shouldn't be based on consumption, but service. The amount of recognition and a peer approval that we give each other should be at least partly based on generosity.
Yeah.
So the work that we do really should resonate. It should make us feel glad that we have something to do that is actually useful, that doesn't sap our energy. And we also need to be insisting that we have less work per year, because as compared to a lot of the rest of the industrial world, we're way overworking. We're working more than medieval peasants did,
you know. And we could all use a vacation.
Longer vacation,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I wonder if you have any thoughts, David, Juan, on President Bush yesterday signed this economic stimulus package into law, and a bunch of us are going to be getting these $1,200 checks that we're supposed to buy stuff with.
Yeah, it's the same message as after 9/11, that go out and mm-hmm. buy, it doesn't matter what it is, buy anything. And that is, again, directionless. It's not saying that go out and buy good quality. It's not saying go out and buy a solar panel for your roof. It's also not saying that the public sector is important. If, in fact, we spent that $150 billion to improve the efficiency of our communities' energy systems, if we began to say, here's what we want, not just buy anything, but let's guide this towards fixing up key pieces of infrastructure, putting people to work, being trained as farmers, or a variety of different things that we actually need, as opposed to this mindlessness of just saying, well, we're stuck being a consumer society. 3/4 of our economy is based on consumer spending, so let's pump that up. Well, that's a mindless way of looking at the quantity of life.
Yeah. Andy in Merchant is with us. Hi, Andy.
Hello?
Yes, Andy, turn your radio off, please.
Sure.
And go ahead and ask your question or make your comment.
Hi, I'm enjoying the conversation today. My question centers around trying to have the ability to raise a family on one income and just not making ends meet and not really feeling like I'm you know, buying frivolous things, but just trying to you know, be in a school system where, you know, I feel like it's safe for my kids and really a safe and productive environment for my family to grow. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
You know, it's very true that it's not in many cases that we are being frivolous now. It's the fact that food prices have risen by something like 40% in the last year. And the basic food items, energy is going up. This is all true. There are ways that we can begin to be more energy efficient in our daily budgets and so forth. And for example, my fuel bill last year at its lowest point was $28 a month. And that's because I have substituted the compact fluorescents and very mindful about window coverings, bringing those down when in extreme hot conditions or cold conditions. But you know, I'm with you. I know that the daily budget is getting very difficult to meet. Some of that comes to the idea of no junk food. Why bring junk food into the house when it makes us feel even worse and we're just wasting money? The typical American gulps 53 gallons of soda a year, you know, and that's not, I haven't drank soda in 30 years. It's just, it wasn't something that my body needs, and it wasn't something that was delivering monetary value. So while we think, you know, think about the fast food restaurants being cheap food, it's cheap in more ways than one, and it doesn't deliver the value. So good, high-quality food from the edges of the supermarket, the fresh food, the meats that are, you know, the actual food actually can help our budgets quite a bit.
One more call in. Lauren in Delavan. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Joy. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, you too.
You're my favorite morning DJ, I tell you that much.
I did play DJ earlier. Go ahead. We're almost out of time, I'm afraid.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, my question is here is that, you know, while I appreciate, you know, the idea of a utopian society, what are people going to do for jobs? I mean, if you're, you know, you have to be wealthy to afford a lifestyle where you can do the things where your guest is suggesting. But if, you know, you're talking about a working family where both people are working, you're, you know, to consume less means that you're probably going to get rid of one of their jobs.
Yeah, the soda makers and those fast food restaurant jobs would be gone, David Wan, if we all did what you're asking.
Well, I think we just have to be looking at a different kind of economy. Back in the 50s and 60s, there was a lot of talk about a three-day week, for example. We could have chosen the time rather than the stuff that we did choose as a culture. And I think it's time to reassess that. Maybe it's time that we do have less money in our economy. We assume that it always has to be more and more, but more and more leads us to the place where we're destroying the world that we live in. So a more moderate existence might mean that we work less in a four-day week or something of this nature. There's an interesting historical example in Japan in the 18th century when they ran out of stuff, and they actually changed their culture from a materially rich to a culturally rich culture. Their arts flourished, and the fencing and martial arts and literature and all this kind of thing. That's what I would propose for American society, that we begin to look at the economy in a different way. Keep in mind that all the people who, you know, who are our employers, they're people too. And if the whole economy does retract, let's ride that horse in the direction that it's going and just say, all right, then we're going to substitute reality for virtual reality. We're going to live a different kind of a life. Yeah. So that's my vision of what an economy can be, not necessarily growing all the time, but steady state, health and wellness rather than what I call wealth and hellness, you know?
You know, I wish we had more time, but we're out of it for this segment. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
David Wan is author of Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. About 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Coming up after 8, we will bring in a couple of guests that I know you love. Joe and Terry Graydon, the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, will be with us after 8 o'clock to talk about our health. And we'll talk about our heart's health, and we'll talk about the health benefits of chocolate and all sorts of things about your health and well-being coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about the health and well-being of Wisconsin Public Radio and you from the programs that you receive from Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me, Cheryl Gasser, the Director of Talk Programming here at the Ideas Network. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy, and let me give our listeners and you an update on our goal for this hour. We need to raise $6,000 by 8 o'clock this morning, and we're on our way. We've raised over $1,000, so thank you so much. 10 members calling in support of everything they hear on Wisconsin Public Radio this hour, but still, $5,000 needed by 8 o'clock this morning to reach our goal, and those goals are important hour by hour because that's how we reach our overall goal. So won't you be the next caller to 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online on your computer at WPR.org.
And now you've had a chance to hear from David Wan, who was the co-author of Affluenza, and now you maybe want to subscribe to his recommendations for simple prosperity, finding real wealth in a sustainable lifestyle, in which he talks about how we can create a more moderate, a more enjoyable, a less frantic lifestyle by paying closer attention to our health, by paying closer attention to the time that we waste, by saving energy, by making choices that are good for us and good for the earth, all of which you can read more about in his book, Simple Prosperity. Yours as our thank you gift this hour for a pledge of $100 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio or more. $100, and we'll be happy to send you Simple Prosperity. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Time for you to make that call to support a service that you value, to invest in an important resource of Wisconsin, and pick up a great thank you gift during this hour.
1-800-383-9772. In the book, David Wan talks about a sustainable lifestyle, and we would love to have you become a sustaining partner to Wisconsin Public Radio. You do that with a monthly contribution. So maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $5 a month, maybe it's $100 a month, whatever level is comfortable for you. You can put it on your credit card, your debit card, or you can set up an electronic funds transfer where it comes automatically with your permission out of your checking account each month. And We just want to hear from you this hour. Whatever the reason, whatever the amount, it does not make a difference. The important thing is that you make that decision that Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you and you want to support it at whatever level. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
David Wan says instead of this life filled with anxiety and waste and fidgety, addictive consumption, if we prescribe to his solutions in Simple Prosperity, our lives will be filled with real wealth, the real wealth of sanity, health, hope, caring, connection, participation, and purpose. Real wealth if we live simply. 1-800-383-9772 to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to make that connection, to support a service that you value, to become a member of this community of listeners. And for that pledge of $100 a year or more, what a great thank you gift this hour. The book, Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle. 1-800-383-9772.
And Joy, the book is full of stories about consuming less and being happy with what you have. And there's a lot to be said with being satisfied with your life. It doesn't mean you can't strive for more in whatever area you want. Maybe you want a different job, a better job, a more meaningful job, meaningful work, as David Wan talks about in his book. But really, we all have so many things to be thankful for, including Wisconsin Public Radio. and to be happy with your life, happy with the things you have. Just take a minute and think about what Wisconsin Public Radio means to you, and then make that pledge of support. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
About $1,400 raised toward a $6,000 goal, and just 5 minutes left in this hour to encourage you to invest in Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount will go toward paying for the programs that you value. A pledge of, say, $10 a month or more will not only entitle you to simple prosperity, finding real wealth and a sustainable lifestyle, but we will also send you the member benefit card, which is good for 2-for-1 discounts at restaurants and museums and bed and breakfasts. 1-800-383-9772. Please make your pledge right now.
Wisconsin Public Radio adds wealth to your life. It's something that you value, and we're asking you now to support the things you value. We're asking you to support Wisconsin Public Radio for the news, the talk, the music, the education, the information, the entertainment that you get week long here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen to the station. The station is listener supported. You are simply the most important source of financial support for Wisconsin Public Radio. One third of our budget comes from listeners just like you. If you're already a member, thank you so very much. But if not, we are talking to you. We're asking you for your support at any level. 800-383-9772. We're nearing, Joy, the $2,000 mark.
Yeah, we are. And 4,000 to go. It sounds like a big hill to climb in just 4 minutes or so.
We can do it.
But you can make a difference with your call right now. If we get you to call in with your pledge of $100 or more, and your neighbor to call in with a pledge of $100 or more, we make these goals one pledge at a time. And for that $100 or more pledge, we will send you this hour our thank you gift, Simple Prosperity, Finding Real Wealth in a Sustainable Lifestyle by David Wan, who was the co-author of the much-renowned and best-selling Affluenza, The Cure for Affluenza in Simple Prosperity. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Don't waste time in getting that pledge in right now.
Because joy is part of your morning, because Wisconsin Public Radio is an important part of your life, something that you value. This is your chance to give back, to give to your community, to support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a few minutes left in this hour to pick up David Wan's book, Simple Prosperity, for a pledge of $100 a year or more. But again, any level makes you a member.
Lots of this program, we've had many programs like it with different guests, different perspectives. But David Wan, well known for his work with Affluenza, gives us some real doable suggestions for individual ways that we can cut back on our consumption. But he also prescribes some cultural prescriptions and how we will all be better off if we consume less and invest in what really matters: time, health, meaningful work, social connection. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge whatever amount is comfortable for you, but remember that any pledge over $100 gets you the book, Simple Prosperity.
Invest in the things that matter to you. Invest in Wisconsin Public Radio. You will enjoy listening even more when you are a listener contributor. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Almost out of time. Keep calling through the news. This thank you gift, good through the news. Simple Prosperity. 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. Cheryl Gasser, thanks very much. And thank you for all of your support during this hour and during this pledge drive. We really couldn't do it without you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.